I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Thank you so much for your support and for listening every Sunday morning as we come at you sharing awesome success stories and interviewing our business members who are a part of I've Decided that can provide you resources and information to help you be successful in your goals and whatever they may be. And that's exactly what we do at I've Decided. We are your home for success and transformation. What is it that you want to accomplish? What are your goals? What are your dreams, your purpose? Whatever it is, you need support. You need accountability. You need the right information and you need the right resources in order to help you be more successful in those goals. And we can help you with that. We have almost 60 business members now who are a part of I've Decided. And it's because of them that we're able to bring this radio show to you. So please be sure to go to our website at ivedecided.org, click on resources, and check out all of our business members who are a part of our organization. We want to give a big shout out to Junction City. They are our presenting sponsor, and we are super thankful for them and for their support and being a part of our organization. Well, we also love and are very proud of the fact that we support a lot of our local nonprofit organizations. Of course, you all know that we give a portion of our proceeds to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. But we also have some partnerships, some collaborations with other local nonprofit organizations, the Peoria Public School Foundation and Susan G. Coleman. And it is October, and October is when we all go pink. It is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And in our community especially, we are very familiar with the pink ribbons because we happen to have a Susan G. Coleman affiliate office here in Peoria. Of course, we are the home of Susan G. Coleman. And so it's just really awesome what we have in Peoria. So much to offer, so much goodness happening here. And so I thought it was a perfect opportunity to bring my guest today, Katie Parker. Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
It's great to be back.
So it's a perfect time to have you here in the show in October, celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And just want to, you know, maybe help you. If you're listening, I'm sure at some point you have supported Susan G. Coleman in some form or fashion, whether it be through dollars, maybe you've run the Race for the Cure, walked or run the Race for the Cure, volunteer your time. We all know someone, maybe you've personally experienced going through breast cancer and or you know someone. It's touched us all. And so I'm so excited, Katie, that you're here. You're going to help us understand where those dollars are going, you know, for people who are supporting Susan G. Coleman. You've got some amazing numbers that I'm looking at here as far as what's been happening. 98 grants totaling $30.7 million. That's just this year alone. We're going to learn all kinds of stuff. So be sure to keep tuning in to our radio show over the next half hour or so. Going to be talking to Katie Parker from Susan G. Coleman. And so as I said, Katie, what is your role at Susan G. Coleman? What do you do there and how did you land this job?
So I am the PR marketing director at the Memorial affiliate here in Peoria. And I've been with Coleman for about almost 2.5 years now. Been back in the Peoria area for 3 years and moved back after I went through my own personal breast cancer diagnosis. I worked a retail job that I liked, but I didn't love. I lived in Chicago. I liked it, but I didn't love it anymore. And just felt, you know, partially through my profession in retail and also the logistics between Peoria and Chicago, I just missed a lot and I missed my family. And then when you go through a diagnosis, it makes you think about a lot of things. I was fortunate in the fact that I was diagnosed with this early stage breast cancer, stage one, was aggressive with treatment and have been 5 years cancer free now.
Yay.
But you still think about the what ifs. When you don't know, when you don't know your diagnosis yet, well, what's going to happen? You know, am I going to die? And those kinds of questions and thoughts make you start analyzing what's important to you in your life. And I transferred back with my retail job to the Peoria area. Again, I liked it, but I didn't love it anymore, and started getting involved with Komen in a volunteer perspective and just loved everybody that I met through Komen. And when opportunity presented itself, I got my, my resume together and sent it on over and said, hey, I've done PR and marketing before. I know not in the retail job per se, but I did start my professional career with St. Jude, which is another organization that's huge and so important here in our community. So I got back to my nonprofit roots, and I've been with them ever since, and I enjoy every moment of it.
And it cannot make more perfect sense. It was like a match made in heaven.
It was.
You are the perfect. You're like their... I don't know what you call it, like, not mascot, that's not the right word, but like, yeah, spokeswoman.
Right.
Yeah, well, you're like the perfect spokeswoman. Here you are. And I know you can't see this beautiful woman sitting here. You can hear her, but you may not recognize that she's only 35 years old today. And at 30 years old is when you were diagnosed with breast cancer, stage one. Now, it's interesting to me, at 30, you got diagnosed with stage one, because generally you're not going to get a mammogram at the age of 30.
That's right. And traditionally, it's not covered by insurance yet. So, which is why we advocate very strongly at Komen that a man or a woman should be able to have access to a mammogram when he or she feels that it is necessary, and with the, you know, with the conversation with the doctor as well. So together, if somebody feels we need a mammogram, we need a mammogram. So I thankfully did have my mammogram covered, because I was presenting with some very peculiar symptoms. I had a lot of pain and a few other things going on, and the doctor just said, I'm concerned, this isn't normal. Like, there's definitely something going on here. It could just be something we can clear up very quickly, maybe a little infection, or, you know, we need to look at this. So I did go in, had my mammogram, and like I said, my insurance did cover it. I did have a family history, so knowing your family history and knowing your risk is super important, and I am so thankful for that. And for those whose insurance does not cover a mammogram, that's where we'd love for you to reach out to Komen, because we have many, many programs and grants in the community that we can help out with that. So,
if you're listening and maybe you're younger or you think you have some issues going on, you're encouraging them to reach out to you guys if their insurance doesn't cover it. Maybe you can help them find a solution.
Absolutely.
So that you can get your mammogram. And there's no perfect time to do it than now, because mm-hmm. that's what, you know, the buddy check's going on right now. It's just really trying to raise awareness with what you guys are doing in Susan G. Komen and breast cancer awareness. It blows my mind, Katie, how many women are being diagnosed today with breast cancer.
It is. It's overwhelming in a sense that, you know, of course, we are continuing to work so hard to find those cures, and it won't be one cure. There are many types of breast cancer, so we need many cures. Hopefully one will unlock the code to the rest. And there's so much more to do, and we are working very hard at that. And everyone being involved, whether you are having an awareness event and just talking about it and making your community aware, that's huge. When you sign up to do a race or come to a fashion show, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a minute, that's getting involved. And, you know, in pink, you know, you and I are both wearing pink. I know not everyone can see that today, but when you see pink in the community, I prompt you to ask, why do you wear pink? You know, if you see a ribbon, why are you wearing a ribbon? It sparks a conversation. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I dyed my hair pink, which was very different. And people are like, why did you dye your hair pink? Well, actually, I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I was diagnosed at 30. oh, I didn't know 30-year-old women could get breast cancer. And, you know, it just leads down a little education path. And so, you know, whether it's apparel or it's a pin or it's something you see, a bumper sticker on somebody's car, you know, I encourage everybody to ask and learn a little bit. And, you know, the more we can talk about it, the more aware we'll be. What I was getting at just a few moments ago was that, you know, we do hear of more people being diagnosed every year. And initially, I think people are very scared about that.
Right.
And while you don't want anybody to be diagnosed with breast cancer, all the increased detection tools that allow us to get in and check things out earlier have allowed breast cancer to be caught earlier. So that's a positive take in that. And also, in the last 30 years, the breast cancer mortality rate has gone down by 30%. So I think sometimes people hear that increase in diagnoses, and that's all we hear. There is also a decrease in the mortality rate. With that being said, there's still more to do. We have 40,000 people dying every year from this disease. And, you know, Komen has made a bold goal last year, and you and I have talked about this on the show before, is to reduce the mortality by 50%.
Right.
In 10 years. And some of the granting that Komen has invested in focusing more on metastatic breast cancer, that stage 4 breast cancer, the breast cancer that people may lose the battle to, that is where the focus is being put, because that's what we need to cure now.
Okay. So if people are supporting Susan G. Komen and they are giving money directly to Susan G. Komen, or like we're going to talk about in just a second, supporting events that are hosted by Susan G. Komen and the money goes to you guys, they can expect that some of those funds are going directly to help that really bad type of cancer.
Right. So last year, over $30 million was granted in national research grants. Almost $15 million of that was directly towards metastatic research. And $1.2 million of that came directly to institutions in Illinois. So know that your contributions, we've seen $1.2 million come directly back to our state. We don't have anybody right in the Peoria area, but in Champaign, Chicago, where some of our local survivors do get treated. We get treated locally. Sometimes we are not local. It just depends on the diagnosis and where you live and all of that. But we have all those research dollars, you know, coming right back to our state. And, you know, even dollars that aren't in our state are still being invested in programs that are helping all of us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading here, to date, Komen has invested more than $956 million in research and clinical trials.
It is the largest organization outside of the government as far as breast cancer research dollars go. So if you're listening, whatever your level of involvement has been, volunteering, donating dollars, hosting an awareness event, it's all making a difference.
I love it. It makes me feel good. Obviously, we have, I work directly with so many women at CURVS on a regular basis, and I see the diagnosis happening all the time. But as you said, on the good, I just got chills, but on the good side, I see them being cured. And even though it's no fun watching them have to go through the treatments, and one of my managers at the CURVS in Lake Zurich went through a full year of chemotherapy. It was terrible watching her have to go through that. But on the flip side, today she is cured and alive and well and, you know, doing awesome because of this research and because of organizations like Susan G. Komen, who've put that money back into the research and help find cures and treatments, I guess. We don't necessarily have a cure yet, but I think the odds of cure is like 90% now if it's found early. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's can have over 90% cure rate when detected early. So, you know, I had mentioned earlier, knowing your risk, knowing your family history, you, with what you do at CURVS, are tackling another big component, and that's making healthy lifestyle choices. So, you know, exercising and being healthy and making healthy decisions, that is another risk reducer for breast cancer. Not only breast cancer, but really if we're in shape and we're eating well and we're not, you know, trying to limit our alcohol intake and not smoking, we're helping ourselves with a lot of different diseases. So it's really a great thing. It's a win all around when we can do those. But those are never 100% preventative tools, but they help immensely.
Like, I think the American Cancer Association, 40%. You reduce your risk of breast cancer if you live a healthy lifestyle by 40%.
Right.
And you guys help people do that with your Race for the Cure, and you got all kinds of events. So let's talk about some of those events because we have one of my favorites I love. You got to bring your tissue box with you. When you come to the Pink Promise Sparkle and Shine, we come to that every year as a vendor. We love supporting it and watching those women. You just explain what the Pink, I don't want to mess it all up. So you
no,
tell me about
doing,
the Pink Promise.
You're doing great.
It's, what happens on that runway?
It is a fabulous event. I was able to be a part of it before I joined the Komen team. So I trust trust that as a survivor and a participant and an attendee, it is a phenomenal experience. Well, then I joined the Komen team, and now I get to plan it. So it's a lot of fun. So it's a lot of fun on the
awesome.
Flip side,
yes.
too. So we do highlight 10 local breast cancer survivors that will come together. I'm actually meeting with all of them this weekend, and we're doing a video shoot. So there's a video. We introduced it last year, and it's coming back this year. The survivors will be telling their own survivor story through this video. And so we'll learn a little bit more about them and how they felt at the time of their diagnosis. And, you know, they usually send out a little special message and then they will walk the runway. But before all of that begins, we open the doors at the Paradise on Thursday, October 26th. They open at 10:30 a.m. and we have vendors. So you, through Curves, and I've decided, have been a vendor of ours for many years. And guests can walk around and learn more and sign up for prize drawings and things like that. You can shop.
And they give a percentage of the proceeds back
they
to
do.
Susan G. Komen. Because you have how many vendors? There are like lots.
I've kind of started to lose track, which is, you know, probably not the best thing. But no, we were able to squeeze in a couple more. We're at about 20 vendors right now. And we've kind of usually capped out at about 15.
Yeah.
So we have all these vendors, great sponsors that will be popped up there as well. You can do all these things. We'll have a Bremer raffle. Who doesn't like a great piece of jewelry from Bremer? Raffle baskets with spa days and overnight stays and all kinds of great things. And then the program begins. We give some annual awards, of course, a little breast health awareness message, but then we send those models down the runway and they love it. We love it, right?
It's awesome.
It feels so good.
It's a survivor fashion show and luncheon. So we don't forget to get lunch too.
That's true. It is it's a wonderful lunch.
And so you get to eat lunch and watch these amazing survivors walk down this runway. Mm-hmm. But that's where you better have your box Kleenex. You guys put a box Kleenex on all the tables because
you know it's not on my list, but maybe
you probably should, because there's not a dry eye in the room,
you know. And it's not our intent to come to lunch and let's make you cry. It's so powerful, you know, to see how positive most of these women are in their journeys.
It's kind of emotional sometimes. You know, there's people who've lost loved ones to breast cancer, so that's very emotional. But for the most part, these are survivors. So these are women who they're survivors and they're celebrating that. So it's a happy joy cry,
right?
In a lot of sense, where you're just like, can't believe they've experienced this and here they are, and you're just so happy for them. I think that's what I remember experiencing.
Yeah, it is. It's a really great feeling. You know, of course, we do take a moment to remember those, unfortunately, that cannot join us for that event. And we've certainly have models that have walked that runway and are no longer with us. And that is a harsh reality, which is why we continue to do these events. We continue to raise awareness and continue to focus on the metastatic research and research of aggressive breast cancers and developing new therapies that, you know, hopefully will overcome drug resistance. And it's so important to just, you know, we want everybody to be involved in some level. And sometimes it's advocacy and sometimes it's volunteering. And, you know, we've talked about a lot of different ways for people to impact the organization and the disease.
Well, one of the things that you can do right away is get your ticket for this Pink Promise Sparkle and Shine and come participate at our Survivor Fashion Show and Luncheon. And where can they get the tickets? The tickets look like the survivors. If you're a survivor, it's $15. And journal admission is $40. Can they get those at the door, or can they stop in the office? Or
yeah, they can come to the office in the Metro Center Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. You can also go on to comanmemorial.org and make a reservation, or call us at 691-6906. So again, come into the office of the Metro Center, comanmemorial.org, or 691-6906. We can usually take a few at the door, but we are selling these tables like hotcakes, and we want to make sure we have a lunch for you. So
yeah. It's better to go ahead and get your ticket now. So if you're listening to the radio, just go ahead and log into Comanmemorial.org and get your tickets now. You do not want to miss this event. It is an awesome way to support the cure. And one of the other things I was just thinking about, I know that you have a group for young women that you've started. Mm-hmm. You're also at Susan G. Komen a resource for women who are battling breast cancer, who are survivors, because I know like you have a group for young women like that have been diagnosed with breast cancer, and they're like in their 30s or even younger.
Yeah, we meet on the second Tuesdays of every month. We meet second Tuesday of every month.
Today.
Yep.
Well, today's Sunday, but
So November, the second Tuesday in November, we come together at about 6 p.m. and just, you know, provide support for each other. It's different going through breast cancer at a young age. For me, I was single at the time, and I'm thinking, okay, well, who's going to want to marry me? Who's going to want to date me? I don't have any hair, and now I've got all these scars, and will I be able to have a family? You know, this is tough. I'm really not financially set in my career yet. How am I going to afford this diagnosis? I mean, it's, you know, I'm not saying that nobody else experiences those things, but, you know, it is a little different. The cancers do tend to be consistently more aggressive in young women. And so it's a very serious thing. And so anyway, we just kind of are able to get together and talk about those kinds of things. And it's really great. And then we also have another group that meets at Komen on the third Thursdays of each month called Komen Cafe. And that is at 5:30, is for all breast cancer survivors. And what I love about this group is, you know, we do provide support. I don't feel like it is a typical support group in the sense that I'd say most ladies are friends and leave feeling that they've made a new friend or two. It's friends coming to the table. We certainly do talk about, you know, the icky things and, you know, maybe vent for a moment if you need to. But we also laugh, and we're planning other social events and what we can do to further support the mission.
Yeah, so it's lots of things that you guys are doing in our community and to support women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. And I just wanted to mention that too. That's awesome. Okay, and so what else so you guys, the Race for the Cure, I know that seems like forever away, but
it's not. It's not until May, but you know, we're planning it now. So it is, this year was absolutely beautiful. And we actually have three Race for the Cure events. We have the Peoria event, Springfield happens a week later, and then Bloomington is in the fall. And I encourage, if you haven't been to one of the other events, to check it out, because they all have such a different, unique feel and flair. You know, the Springfield event is a nighttime event, and there are pink fireworks at the Capitol.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously? That's
it's only
awesome.
One of two nighttime events in the entire series, and the only one with fireworks. So that is great. Komen Memorial here in Peoria, obviously, being the hometown of Susan G. Komen. I actually just spoke last week to a group of 11, 12, and 13-year-old young men who were raising awareness for Susan G. Komen and raising funds. And I'm thinking, how am I going to talk to these young men about breast cancer? I have to tell you, I've spoken to a lot of groups, and I have enjoyed every single chat I've had. It was probably one of my favorites. They were so attentive, and, you know, I tailored my message to them so that it made sense. And, you know, by the end of it, everybody realizes that they all know someone who either currently has breast cancer or, unfortunately, know someone who will develop it in their lifetime. You know,
the statistics I've heard are like 1 in 3.
1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And in the African-American community, it can be 1 in 3.
Oh, so, that's where I heard that number from.
Yeah,
so,
it's...
Although 1 in 8, oh my gosh.
It's still too many.
High risk, that's too many. One is too many.
It is.
And 1 in 8 is way, way, way too many. Unbelievable.
Yeah, these young boys are just, you know, their coach wanted to, you know, let them know that this is the hometown of Susan G. Komen, and we're wearing pink, but what does that mean? So I was able to talk to them about what wearing pink means. It means sparking a conversation. It means saying, you know, did you know that men can get breast cancer too? You know, it does not discriminate on age, race, ethnicity, anything. You know, anybody, as human beings, we are all susceptible to having breast cancer. And it's very important, and to know that. And if they went home and told their mom about one thing that we talked about, it's a win. And they ask great questions. They ask amazing questions, scientific questions. And like, it was just so cool. And I felt very, very special to be a part of that. And we're happy that groups like the Richwoods JFL is doing this. And, you know, I know you're really involved with the Richwoods Knights. And,
yes.
And Susan Komen went to Richwoods.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. So, and certainly many other, we have, you know, Pekin Valley for the Cure coming up. And there are many schools, many groups, you know, really getting the word out there and helping to spread our breast health awareness message. And, you know, what more can we ask for? Is just to, you know, be educated and know what's happening in our community. And hopefully we can continue to share where your participation, how you're helping.
And as I said, man, are they so fortunate to have you as their spokesperson. It's just amazing.
Oh,
what about this More Than Pink?
Yes.
I've been seeing this hashtag, More
yes.
Than Pink. So what does that mean exactly?
So it rolled out a year ago, and there's certainly, you know, we're certainly continuing with this whole more kind of hashtag More Than Pink mantra, if you will. And what it means is, you know, today pink means awareness, tomorrow More Than Pink means action. And that's kind of the acting, donating, and getting involved. So acting, maybe it's your school putting up a lemonade stand. Maybe it is you decided, you know, you're 42 and you haven't had your first mammogram yet. You know, women over the age of 40 should be getting a mammogram annually. And again, we support that no matter what age you know, if there's a concern and your doctor believes there's a concern, that mammogram should be covered. But right now, insurances are covering mammograms at the age of 40 and over. So, you know, doing those kinds of things. It is volunteering at an event, volunteering at Pink Promise, Sparkle and Shine, volunteering at the race, you know, getting involved. You know, all those things are putting a huge stamp on the movement. So we can't host events like Race for the Cure and raise $300,000 without volunteers. So whether it is, you know, a check you write or dollars you donate or volunteering at an event, it's huge. It's all important. So whatever you're doing, you know, in the movement, you're more than pink. So we want to know that, you know, pink is important. It definitely, I think when people see lots of pink or a pink ribbon, you know, hopefully our community knows what that means, that there is a breast cancer story or a Susan G. Komen story behind it. But it's about more than just wearing a color, you know, or talking about a color. It is that acting, donating, and getting involved.
It's what the color means.
It is.
More
absolutely.
Than pink is kind of what that color means,
right,
and what it means to you and the story behind that. I love
so
that.
I've decided is more than pink. Kim Martin is more than pink.
Yes.
Curves is more than pink. You got, you know, you've got
you
it all covered.
Totally do that. And if you're listening and you're affiliated with an organization or a company, I want to encourage you to get a team for this Race for the Cure. It is so fun. It is a great team building event, I think. You can get your team together. You can walk, you can run. You guys do all, you have a 1 mile. Is it 1 or 2 mile fun
there's
run?
There's a 1 mile family walk and a 5K walk and run.
Okay, 5K walk
and a 5K run.
So yeah. I just think it's awesome to get the team together. We've had our Curves team. We do that every year. We have anywhere from, we've had upwards of 40 to 50 women, 25 to 40, 50 women get together. And it is a blast. And it's a great way that organizations in our community can get involved.
Yeah.
By getting your employees to have a team.
Right. And we have great team resources. So if you're interested in starting a team or have some team ideas or need some help with inspiring or recruiting a team, I can help. We can help with that. So, you know, and actually registration's open.
I was going to say, I know it seems early, but it happens in May. It's Mother's Day weekend always, right? The Saturday before Mother's Day. It happens in May. And if you are going to get a team together, you really should start thinking about that now and start putting your action plan together. And it's just a lot of fun. So just thought I'd mention that too, because we love that. The Race for the Cure holds my PR in my 5K, and I cannot beat it. And it's not getting better every year. I get a little older.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm, you know, they say we get better with age, but I don't know if that's so true with the running, because I have not been able to beat it, but I keep trying. So I love it. It's a fun day.
Yeah, thank you. And it's, you know, to see the sea of pink, the survivors wear pink.
That's
and
amazing.
Everybody else has a white t-shirt or a team t-shirt on, and you can see who you're helping.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I surely hope that you've enjoyed this interview today. I know I have. I always love talking to you, Katie. You're such an inspiration. Just your bubbly personality is so catchy and gets me inspired. So thank you for being with me today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the work that you're doing at Susan G. Komen, and for taking a stance for the cure. And I know how hard it is to gather people together, to put on these events that you put together, and all that work. It's a lot of work, but you do it so gracefully, and you're always smiling and happy, and it's great. And so thank you for that too. And if you've been listening and you want to get more information, just go to
KomenMemorial.org.
Thank you.
And you can follow us.
KomenMemorial.org and spit that out.
And you can follow us on Facebook at Komen Peoria as well.
Yeah. And hopefully we will see you at the Pink Promise Sparkle and Shine that's happening on Thursday, October 26th. 10:30 is when it starts at Paradise Hotel. So be sure to get your tickets for that as well. And I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, kim@ivedecided.org. Or you can check out all of our events that are happening at ivedecided.org as well. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?